I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show. It's back. Joining us now to talk about the Cleveland National Air Show that is coming up this Labor Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, is Chuck Newcomb. Chuck Newcomb, the executive director of the Cleveland National Air Show. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate that.
Morning. Thank you.
And I'm glad you're back. It's good to have the air show back in Cleveland. And the U.S. Navy Blue Angels are going to be headlining. Talk about this weekend's event and how things are coming along.
Well, and you're right. We're all glad to be back. And the momentum from fans and calls, et cetera, show me that they're ready for the air show to be back as well. And plans are coming along fine. The first Blue Angel arrives today, the remainder tomorrow. And between now and Friday, all the airplanes will get here. So it's going to be a great weekend. But in addition to the Blue Angels, the Army Golden Knights parachute team, the British Aerospace Harrier, and everyone loves a Harrier, hovering and up and down and fast, etc. L-39 Albatross, which is a Czechoslovakian jet trainer, will do aerobatics, and Shockwave, the jet truck. Everyone likes the Shockwave as well. And then there's a host of civilian performers from Julie Clark's T-34, John Klatt, and Skip Stewart. It's going to be a great weekend. We even have Melissa Pemberton, who flies aerobatics around her husband, who is in a wingsuit, a man that trusts his wife.
You mentioned the plane from Czechoslovakia. Is there a lot of difference in planes made in different countries, the technology or the structure?
No, they all kind of end up in the same place. If you look at it, it looks very much like a little bit like a little T-38. It's a jet trainer, a basic jet trainer.
The air show is going on, and you have it. Kind of is sort of like in two parts. You do have some stagnant displays as well as a lot of the aerobatics and the things that are in the sky. So there's a lot of things for people to do throughout the weekend.
Yes, there's the flying part. The focus of each day is about 4.5 hours, but there's something going on all day long. Gates open at 9 o'clock in the morning. Flying starts at 10, between 10 and 10:30, goes until almost 5 o'clock. But on the ground, people, there are everything from 50 plus or minus airplanes of different shapes and sizes, commercial and general aviation, and displays, bands playing. It's a wonderful day to be outside and watch the excitement.
And you've got, as you mentioned, quite a lineup put together, and it's an interesting mix. You do have sort of the military, and this is a lot of times the PR or kind of a exciting aspect of the different people in the military, and then you have those people that never grows old for them to be piloting aircraft or trying different things. It's sort of their passion, their life, I guess.
It is. They're passionate about it. And regrettably, not just the Cleveland Air Show, but air shows in general, the Department of Defense is not participating in air shows. We were very fortunate to be on the Blue Angel schedule and the Golden Knights schedule. But it is different. The airplanes on display will be more commercial and general aviation versus the military airplanes that we became very used to over four decades.
Is that just sort of still a budget kind of an issue, or is there other reasons why those things aren't making their way to the public?
I don't have the clear answer to.
Okay. As you mentioned, too, it's a lot of things going on, and you kind of make this fun for everybody in the family. I mean, there's even like hands-on things for kids to do, right?
Oh, there is. There's the whole, games and interactive display and the simulators and bouncy toys. And, I mean, there's something for everyone in the family.
And I even saw something where you can learn how to pack a parachute, or at least help with that, I suppose.
That's correct.
That's kind of an interesting... I've tried to pack a tent or a sleeping bag. I don't know how well I'd be able to do with the parachute. these activities are going on this weekend. When do things actually get underway? I know it's Friday or it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. What's the schedule for that?
Yes, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Gates open at 9 a.m. And the show will go until about close to 5 o'clock.
And that's pretty much every day.
All 3 days.
All 3 days.
Yeah,
as well.
All 3 days are the same days.
I always think of it's a little longer than that because if you live near anywhere the airport or along the lakeshore, sometimes you get sort of a free air show from different practice runs or just
that's
people
right.
coming through. So this is the weekend or the days leading up to that where if you see something in the sky and you thought to yourself, did I see that? Chances are you did. Or in some cases, what did I just hear? Because sometimes you hear it, but you don't see it.
That's right. In fact, airplanes started arriving yesterday, but the majority will arrive on Thursday and Friday. But that's what you're hearing is airplanes.
Now I'm looking at the website for the ClevelandAirShow.com, and again, it's the Cleveland National Air Show, presented by Drug Mart, coming up this weekend. I'm looking at something that is a crazy looking aircraft, and then I realize you're going to have a drone demonstration going on.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, there's a whole organization of drone, and not only they're going to display the airplanes, but it's something you can go up and sit and talk to them. They show you how they work, et cetera, and so that's somewhat interactive as well as getting to see the drones fly. In fact, because it's little airplane, big sky, is when they demonstrate, they will be in three positions along the crowd line, so everybody will be able to get to see them fly.
And I'm looking at it, and it's hard to tell the perspective of some things when you just see it in the sky. Are these things, are they, what, about 10 feet across? Or
yeah, they're not very big at all. So that's why you have three sections along the way, and then you go up close to them. But they really aren't, in terms of, the crowd line is a mile long and a little small. Drone is not really an air show act, if you will.
Right.
What kind of engine does a typical drone have?
you got me.
I just thought about it. I never thought of they're small and yet they have to be efficient.
Yeah, smaller than the Shockwave has on that truck that they go through.
Yeah.
That has the jet engine on.
Yeah.
Talk about the voice of the air show. I mean, people hear it. He's kind of responsible for getting the crowd going, knowing where to look, kind of adding some of the atmosphere to it. How important is he to the show?
He is most important. Danny Clisham, the voice. And Danny is great. He's been with the Cleveland Air Show. Gosh, Danny's been with us, I bet, close to 20 years.
Wow.
And I've known him longer than that, and a wonderful friend, and is the best in the business.
Do you know if he has any flying aspirations, or is it all keeping your feet on the ground and just talking about?
No, in fact, he is a retired airline pilot.
Oh, okay.
And flew aerobatics on, et cetera on the side, but he loves his role as narrator, and he has enormous grasp of both the history of every airplane and the people, et cetera. So.
You know, Bruce mentioned the practice runs. Mm-hmm. How far west do some of the practice runs go? Into Lakewood, Bay Village, Avon Lake? Any idea?
No, they don't know. They pretty much is when they're actually practicing, they stay in the same. The aerobatics have to be done in the specific aerobatic zone that is isolated and cleared for operation. Now when you hear them or you see them along the lakeshore, it's basically an airplane flying pretty much straight and level. It may be going fast, but within reason, but it's not flying aerobatics.
Now I'm looking at some of the pictures you have on the website, and you see some of the planes, mainly from World War II, that have a lot of the great graphics on it.
Yes.
Has all that gone away? I mean, is that kind of a quote, lost art, or is, for the different ways that the planes are decaled or named? I mean, everything seems to be somewhat very regimented these days.
Yeah, is the nose art that was popular during World War II and put on the World War II airplanes, you don't see a lot of that and haven't for a long time, actually nose art on the airplanes. But we will have representatives, World War II representatives, B-17, B-25, TBMs, et cetera.
Again, it's the Cleveland National Air Show running this weekend. Our guest today, Executive Director Chuck Newcomb. Chuck, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate getting people excited for this year's National Air Show. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.